USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC is warning of a fourth spike in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations as multiple states begin to roll back their COVID restrictions. On Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that he was lifting the state's mask mandate and ending all restrictions for all businesses next week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Wednesday that now is not the time to release all restrictions, but that individuals do have the power to take precautions for themselves.
Now is not the time to release all restrictions. I do think that, as I said in my remarks, the next month or two is really pivotal in terms of how this pandemic goes. As we scale up vaccination, we really do need to decrease the amount of virus that is circulating, as we're trying to vaccinate all the public. I will also note that every individual is empowered to do the right thing here, regardless of what the states decide.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
On Wednesday, embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo held his first press briefing since three women came forward with harassment accusations. He apologized for his actions that made people uncomfortable.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it, and that's not easy to say, but that's the truth.
Cuomo also denied that he's touched anyone inappropriately. New York's attorney general has begun an investigation into those allegations. Cuomo also said that he has no intention of resigning, even with a number of state lawmakers and members of Congress calling for him to step down. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Drug Enforcement Administration is warning the public of a widespread fraud scheme in which telephone scammers impersonate DEA agents in an attempt to extort money or steal identifiable information. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
What you're about to hear will shock you. It's a phone recording of an actual DEA agent jumping on a call from a possible victim who notified officials that these scammers were calling him. Listen carefully as the scammer threatens to shoot the agent.
If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up. If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter.
Reporting these scam calls will help federal agents find, arrest, and then stop the criminals engaged in this fraud. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And the White House says it's considering a military response to Wednesday's rocket attack on a base in Iraq that houses American troops. At least 10 rockets hit the base in the attack. One American contractor died of a heart attack after the incident. The base attack was the same one that Iran hit with a missile attack last January in retaliation for the killing of its top general. A Pentagon spokesman said they have yet to determine who is responsible for this latest attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.